Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Foretaste Leadership for the Missional Church by Paul Dietrich provides lay and clergy leaders with practical ways to work together to strengthen their church as a missional community, called A Comprehensive Guide to Leadership in the Modern Church. Readers gain a theological foundation for their leadership and learn to practice six behaviors that transform a church's climate into one that demonstrates Christian faith. Paul, a native of Buffalo, New York, is an ordained United Methodist minister and clergy member of the Iowa United Methodist Conference. He holds advanced degrees from Ohio Wesleyan University and Boston University, has served as pastor to churches in Massachusetts and Iowa, directed the ecumenical program of the National Council of Churches at the Church Center for the United Nations, and for more than 40 years, directed the work of the Center for Parish Development. He's taught as a visiting professor of practical theology at Roman Catholic Theological University in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, and more than a dozen theological seminaries in the United States and Canada. Through his work at the Center for Parish Development, he has served as consultant with the Episcopal House of Bishops, the Council of Bishops of the United Methodist Church, and clusters of North American congregations, districts, conferences, dioceses, and synods. Paul Dietrich, author of Foretaste, Leadership for the Missional Church, is our guest on This Week in America. Paul, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. My goodness, that was a long introduction.
What a long, long distinguished career that you've had, establishing when you wrote this book. All of the reviews are praising you and the knowledge and sharing decades of work in the field and in writing this book, Foretaste, Leadership for the Missional Church. Let's talk about the inspiration for this particular book. Why did you write this book?
Well, I wrote the book because the North American churches need to get back to basics. One of the problems that the church has faced in North America is that it has adopted the values and the goals of our culture, a commercial culture, rather than the values and the goals that are put forth by Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, and in the Christian teaching about what the quality of church life should be. And the intention of the book is to help pastors and other church leaders figure out how best to move the church from being a replica of North American culture to becoming a more faithful example of Christian faith. That's a tough change to make.
Yes. It's so interesting reading the reviews, and this book is receiving excellent reviews. Many pastors talking about the importance of this book and the impact it will have on the way they conduct their business and their congregations as well. The book is Foretaste, Leadership for the Missional Church by Paul Dietrich. If you're Googling, that's Dietrich. Website to go to is missionalchurch.org. Book, of course, available at Amazon, all of the usual places. And we'll have all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Paul, who did you write this book for? Is there a target audience you had in mind as you were writing this?
Well, I wrote the book for pastors and lay church leaders to help them as they make a move away from striving to be bigger and better, which the culture teaches, and to be more faithful as a demonstration of life inside the kingdom of God. That was the central message in Jesus' teaching, the kingdom. And for the church to demonstrate a totally different way of being, a different set of values, a different set of goals, different ways that people relate to one another. This means that the church follows other goals and not the goals of bigger, better, more, which our culture teaches. And it's a tough, very tough change to make. Many churches are trying to make that move, and they need all the help they can get. So the book is an attempt to help them.
I talked with a pastor and author several weeks ago who was saying he regretted not being the pastor of a megachurch until he got to thinking about it and realizing he is much more effective now in a smaller situation where he can actually impact the lives of people rather than be like a CEO and directing people. Is that one of the concepts you're talking about when we're caught up now in bigger and better?
That's right. The church in North America, churches in North America have tended to adopt the patterns and the idea of success that the culture teaches. And so the mega church is one example of that. It's the bigger, better, more way of thinking. And I can understand how a pastor would say that he is more effective when he has something that's more manageable and where people are not just spectators in worship, but participants in a very special community, a community that is distinguishable from the culture around it.
Our guest is Paul Dietrich, Dietterich. The book is Foretaste, Leadership for the Missional Church. Website is missionalchurch.org. Book available, of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. This book is unique. What makes this book unusual, do you think?
Well, one of the things that makes it unusual is that so many of the books on church leadership coming out today are examples of something that one person did as the leader of one congregation. And that's a very small sample to build a philosophy of leadership around, especially church leadership. And when I say we need to go back to basics, I'm saying that you not only need to go back to theological basics about the understanding of what the church is called to be and do, but also we need to go to have a much larger database on which to plan our church leadership. The example of one person in one congregation is hardly sufficient for that task. Drawing on the work of the Center for Parish Development, which has drawn heavily on the work of the Institute for Social Research at the University of Michigan, we have a very broad sample, a very large sample of congregations.
That's why in the beginning I felt it was important to go through, and I just touched on the top layer of your impressive career and what all you've done and where all you have done it, because it brings all of that knowledge to the forefront in your book, Foretaste, Leadership for the Missional Church. Paul Dietrich, our guest on the program. One review calls Foretaste a real treasure. The rich and mature fruit of 50 years of research, experience, and communal reflection by Paul Dietrich, along with the staff of the Center for Parish Development. That goes to what you were saying. Could you have written this book without all of the vast experiences you've had for the last five decades?
Yes, that's true. We've worked with a very broad number of congregations,
yes,
different denominations and traditions. It's been very rich and a wonderful experience for my colleagues and myself.
A chance for you to see firsthand what works and what doesn't work, how effective it is, how it can be tweaked to make it even more effective. What organizational climate, what is organizational climate that you talk about, and what's the impact it has on a church?
Every organization has a climate. That's what the research from the social scientists has taught us. And every congregation has a climate. And the climate is often felt by people who come to a church for the first time. to leave the church. And they'll say, well, that was a very warm and friendly church. Well, that church was very cold and distant, and people were unfriendly, and the climate was not good. So climate has entered the vocabulary of people in our country because organizational climate studies have been going on in many universities and other scholarly studies since 1933. So it has a long history of development as a field for study and knowledge and experimentation. When we adopt that and pull that into the church as a resource for the church's ministry, we can then approach the climate issue rather than a particular conflict problem that the church is having.
Yes.
A conflict problem within a church is seldom related to the conflict and is usually related to the climate. And if the climate can change, the conflict will go away or will be settled in a very useful and creative way. So that's a piece of what we've been learning and been able to do in congregations.
The book Foretaste, Leadership for the Missional Church, is a theological book. It's concerned with the calling and sending of the church. Therefore, it's part of the Missional Church Movement in 1998. Why is this so important?
The godfather or the prime mover of the Missional Church emphasis has been Leslie Newbegin, a pastor and a bishop who served for 40 years as a missionary in India. And he's English. And when he came home after 40 years in India, he looked about him in England and said, my goodness, I'm in a missional environment. England isn't the church country that it was when I left. It's now a country that needs its own mission movement. So as part of the calling of the church is to emphasize and demonstrate the mission of God as revealed in Jesus. So when I speak in the book of a missional ecclesiology, that's a technical term for the understanding and calling of the church. That's exactly what we're talking about when we use the term foretaste, that the church is called to assume God's mission, to pick it up, and to continue emphasizing the things that Jesus emphasized and demonstrated with his life. So the church is to be an incarnation of and a demonstration of what God intends for the whole human race in terms of how people relate to one another and how groups and organizations and even nations relate to each other.
Paul Dietrich is our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's Dietterich. The name of the book is Foretaste, Leadership for the Missional Church. Book available Amazon, wherever books are sold. His website is missionalchurch.org. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What does it mean for a congregation, diocese, or other church body to be a sign, foretaste, instrument of the reign of God? What does that mean?
Well, that's a book in itself. but the three words, Rick, were given to us by Leslie Newbegin in England. A sign points to something beyond itself. The sign is not the thing that's most important. It's what the sign points to. A foretaste is an advanced taste. It's an hors d'oeuvre of a feast that's going to follow. And an instrument, obviously, is a tool that can be used to demonstrate or live out what it means to be a sign in the foretaste. So the church where my office is located here in Chicago, has an outdoor bulletin board. And the outdoor bulletin board conveys messages each week. We hope for a different message each week that in some way expresses the gospel. But the sign is not what's important. It's the message. It's what the sign is pointing to. It's saying this church attempts to live out the gospel in this way, to incarnate it, to demonstrate what life inside the kingdom is like. And that's no mean challenge to assume. It's a very different goal than the goal of increasing the number of people who are called members of the church.
Yes.
It's a very different goal. It's a goal of actually demonstrating, living out, practicing what you preach. So it's a huge challenge for people who have grown up in a culture that where everybody used to go to church, and now where probably the majority of people in America do not go to church. There's been a big change in the culture. So the church has to respond to that in some way and say, we're living in a new age, and that calls for a different understanding of the church and its calling and mission. So we go back to basics.
Yes.
What is God's mission? What is the kingdom that we're supposed to demonstrate? So a person comes into a church. If that person comes into a church and finds that people aren't speaking to each other, that there's anger and disappointment and struggles for power and authority and such, and all the things that can go wrong.
Exactly.
Going wrong in that church, that's certainly not a foretaste of life inside the kingdom of God.
The book is so well written, so well thought out, decades of experience going into the book, Foretaste, Leadership for the Missional Church, by Paul Dietrich, our guest on the program. Several minutes left. I have to ask, I mentioned this in the beginning, 6 leadership behaviors that make the big difference. What are those briefly? What are the leadership behaviors that have great impact?
Well, the studies on which our research has been built emphasize are based around 4 different climates that a church can have. A coercive climate, a competitive climate, which is what our culture demonstrates, a consultative climate, or a collaborative climate. And the 6 behaviors have been identified as most significant in helping an organization shift from, let's say, a competitive climate to a collaborative climate. And the six behaviors are very common, but they're very difficult to emphasize constantly. The first one, of course, and the most important one, is a sense of support by the leader. The pastor and other key leaders demonstrate what it means to support other people, their sense of being, their sense of self-worth and importance that's reinforced by such supportive leaders. Practicing receptivity, that's difficult. In the research that we've done, the lowest score that most pastors receive when we gather data with the Likert questionnaires is on the receptivity side. The pastors are hard to find, and when you do find the pastor, they're not always receptive to you. They don't listen carefully, or they're not easy to talk to. Some pastors very deliberately attack that and try to be as receptive, as available as they can be. The third leadership practice is emphasizing high performance in doing the work of the church, not settling for mediocrity anywhere. But the educational program should be very high quality. The worship program, the music program, the youth program, whatever it is that the church is attempting to do, the key leaders emphasize high performance in doing that work. Building missional leadership teams is a fourth leader behavior. The emphasis is on teams and getting those teams to work. The committees, most churches are led by committees, several committees, lots of them in some churches. One Roman Catholic church we worked with in Wisconsin discovered when they did a self-study that they had more than 80 different work groups. Well, that's an awful lot of teams to yes. take care of and to equip for their work, and actually too much. It was breaking the back of the staff trying to provide for all of those teams. They couldn't do it. So steps had to be taken to deal with that issue. It was a big climate issue. Facilitating work is the fifth of the behaviors. Helping people with their job. Some pastors speak about the church nominating committee, just nominating and electing people and turning them loose without any kind of additional support, resourcing, training, to equip them for their work. And the last one, of course, is practicing group decision making, not making decisions all by oneself, but rather involving various teams. The teams that should be involved help to build themselves as effective decision-making units. And that takes time, it takes skill. The pattern in some churches of a turnover in leadership every year works against effective church and yes. faithful church. Functioning, because the teams never get a chance to develop. One study shows that a team has to have at least 20 hours together before feedback on behavior flows among the members. Well, that's an important ingredient. People learn to see each other, how they speak and talk, work and think together. That takes time to develop. So even the pattern by which the teams work can undercut what the church is attempting to do.
Yes.
All of these things need attention, but those are the six.
We've got just a minute or so left and probably not enough time, but I want to ask to sort of tie together our conversation. How do churches learn to adopt a missional church posture? There may be pastors listening, congregants listening that really understand what you're saying and want more information, want to implement what you're talking about. How did they go about it?
Well, of course, we've been a consulting agency which has been helping churches do that.
Yep,
there's a lot to learn, mainly starting with Bible studies. Studies that help the leaders of the church gain a common language, a biblical language, a theological language, and help them to develop a clearer vision among themselves about what the church is called to be and to do as a sign, foretaste, and instrument of the kingdom of God. So that's where we go. That's how we've been able to help churches. And continuing to lift up the goal of being
yes.
a faithful missional congregation.
A great initial step is Paul's book, Foretaste, Leadership for the Missional Church. His website is missionalchurch.org. More information there on if you're interested in getting information and implementing what you've heard Paul talk about in the program and what he writes about in the book Foretaste, that you can get information at missionalchurch.org. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Paul, the time has gone by too quickly. It's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, and we look forward to having you back with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's been a pleasure.
It has been our pleasure. Paul Dietrich, that's Dietterich. Book is Foretaste, Leadership for the Missional Church. information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Paul's website is missionalchurch.org. And you're listening to This Week in America. And we're right back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.